Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
I just want to add this on the Niners-Dolphins game. So I was just reading a little bit more about Deebo Samuel's situation. I think Deebo's going to play just because he's like a tough, you know, SOB, MF, whatever acronym you want to give. He's tough and he's awesome.
He's a tough B-squared.
He's dealing with like a deep bruise. Kyle Shanahan said like Deebo didn't do much of practice today on Friday and like they expected that he would be able to. I think he's going to play just because like he always plays, but he may not be at 100% even if he does go. And the same kind of for McCaffrey. So I like the Dolphins. Again, your right. Thoughts here on the Niners in Miami.
We got a bet. I made a bet and then we got a bad injury report. Happens sometimes. I don't think this was going to happen if both tackles obviously were going to play, or if even Teron Armstead was going to play in the game, but they're not. So we kind of lost the market on this. Bet Dolphins 3.5. Seemed like it was closer going to 3 than it didn't. Went the opposite way. Bad injury report for the Dolphins too. Helped that. I do like the Dolphins a little in the game, but like at 4, yeah. I mean, even with the tackles out, I still think 4 is worth something on Miami. Could be wrong. Niners have been a team everybody's played on for the last few weeks, but Niners by margin is always a tough proposition. So we'll see. I do like the Dolphins in the game. I wish I'd just gotten a better number, and it was because I didn't think enough about the injury report, and I got a bad injury report.
So we may have bad numbers with Miami at +3.5. We'll talk about this game more coming up on Sunday when the injury, maybe we'll find out more potentially here. Actually, I guess we won't because the game's in the late slate. Anyway, so I'm on Miami. I still like the Dolphins in the game. But yeah, I wish we had a better injury report. And Ken and I both had a better number on the Miami Dolphins. We'll go to Cincinnati where the Bengals 2-point home dogs against the Chiefs. Total here is 53. Now, Joe Mixon is listed as questionable. Practiced all week but has not yet cleared concussion protocol. Remember, he missed last week for Cincinnati, the win over the Titans with the concussion. The expectation is that Mixon's going to clear protocol, but just keep an eye out for that coming up on Saturday. Ja'Marr Chase is listed as questionable, but is expected to go for Cincinnati. No Kadarius Toney for the Chiefs with his hamstring injury. Where have I heard that before? Ken, Chiefs and Bengals.
Like every week with the New York Giants. Pretty unbelievable. He's him. He's Toney. I don't have any bets on this game. I was trying to think about, like, everybody's going to want to bet this game. So, like, what would I, like, give me a bet. I'm like, I must bet Chiefs Bengals because it's really fun. I'm trying to think about, like, what I would do. What about, like a two-team six-pointer? I need the total to be 52.5 to do this, though. Tease, like, Bengals 8.5 under four, or over 46.5. So you get, like, under 47 on the total and Bengals through 7. That's not bad. That's okay. I mean, it's not like some plus EV bet or whatever. You're teasing a total, but I do. Yeah. That's like my favorite thing about the game probably. So I don't have any bets on the game. If you want, what would Ken bet on the game? I would tease the Bengals and the over, to get it under 47.
Love it. I bet Bengals +3. It doesn't exist anymore. We can move on. If that ever came back, I would bet the Bengals. I like Cincinnati +3 and the game would be my bet. I guess, like, if it ever went to a pick 'em, I'd like Kansas City a little bit too, so I could middle those two numbers, but whatever. I don't think it's going to happen. Raiders, 1-point home favorites against the Chargers. This line moved from 2.5 Chargers favored now to Raiders -1. Total here is 49.5. Now, no Mike Williams here for the Chargers. He'll be out again. For the Raiders, Josh Jacobs listed as questionable, did get limited practices in throughout the week. Also, he was questionable last week and had 9 million scrimmage yards for the people that were able to watch the game, the end of it at least, against Seattle. So, Ken, what do you got with the Raiders and the Chargers?
We're kind of like limping to the finish in terms of a lack of bets. I have a bunch of bets, just nothing in these last few games. Now with the favorite flipping, man, like 1.5 and we get to tease the Chargers up. Like, yes, please. Against the Raiders. We're a half point away in the market from being able to do that right now. Raiders won basically everywhere. That's what I'll be looking for. Like the opportunity to add like Chargers Giants. Oh my God. Amazing. Great two-team six-pointer there. So that'll be what I'm looking for. If I had to bet the total, I'd bet the over, but we don't bet totals a lot. And that's it. Just waiting for 1.5s, maybe to put in some Chargers teasers.
I cannot agree more. I like the Raiders a little bit. I guess the time to take them was maybe like +2.5, and at -1, I feel like there's maybe nothing to do in this game. So I think I'm going to pass the game entirely or tease the Chargers, like Ken said. Moving on. It's so funny. Like, my number in the game is Raiders 1, and looking at the point spread, I'm like, the Chargers are going to win. I don't know what I want to do here.
My number is Raiders 1. The market is 1, and I love the Chargers.
And I hate myself is the next sentence. So nothing for now. Nothing for now, but we'll talk about this. We'll readdress this on Sunday. Final game, Cowboys 10.5-point home favorite. So I love that this game stayed in the spot because we got to have the Cowboys in primetime. It's not even like an anti-Cowboys take. We get a better game than watching the Colts again in primetime. Dallas, a 10.5-point home favorite against the Jeff Saturdays. Good news is Saturday will have 9 timeouts to use in the game since he never takes them. Oh, wait, you can't carry them over. Dallas 10.5, total 44.5. Michael Gallup is expected to play for the Cowboys despite not practicing. Trevon Diggs, same thing. Diggs is expected to go for the Dallas Cowboys. For the Indianapolis Colts, without star slot cornerback Kenny Moore, that's actually a big deal, and right tackle Braden Smith.
Right, and Cowboys on extra rest, obviously played on Thanksgiving and now playing Sunday night, so like a nice little kind of mini bye for them.
And short week for the Colts playing on Monday night.
Right, yeah, exactly. So it makes sense kind of why the Cowboys have drawn a little bit of interest. It did early in the week, and then 10.5 and 11 appeared, and then that was pretty much it. I don't have a bet on the game. I think this number is pretty good. If I had to bet the game, the more I thought about it, if I had to bet the game, I think I would just bet the Cowboys. But I don't have any bets on the game. I think the market's fine.
My number's 10.5. That's the number in the market. Moving on. But yes, I agree with you that if I had to bet the game, I would never bet the Colts. It's just the Dallas or nothing. Probably nothing. Maybe the under. And we monster the under up as well, which is just like, how does that ever lose? It doesn't. It just wins. And those are our bets for Week 13 NFL Sunday. And Bill, the last part in the podcast chunk can be this. Again, if you want the props, we will give them out in full detail coming up. You Better You Bet's countdown to kickoff on Sunday.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect forever.